Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What is up, friends? I've got another brand new free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 25 is in the books. The full show available on my Patreon for free. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. No obligation, no catch, no trick. And you can listen to as many episodes of Who Are These Free Beers as you want. Like I said, it's episode 25. So we got about 25 hours of Who Are These Free Beers, where Ben Glaze and myself review current episodes from one of America's great radio shows. The stars of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show are critiqued and highlighted and roasted in only the way that we can. So check it out for free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You do need a payment form when you sign up, but just cancel it right after, and then you get the 7 days. That way, you don't get charged if you think it sucks. But if you like it, sign up again for $5 or $10 a month, and you can keep enjoying all of my content. It's not just Who Are These Free Beers. I've got over 5,000 shows on my Patreon that I have done. Check them all out. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
You don't know where I've been!
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
After the break, the most chilling radio moment of the year. Fridge or no fridge for hot sauce. The heat is on. This is the Free Bear and Howling Show.
These Free Bears.
Right, we meet again.
You were talking about making a hangout show successful. Well, this clip I don't think is an example of that. Here's a clip with what happens when you have this many people on the show.
It's always dusty at a fair. Or well,
your fairs
like
are dumb.
Yeah, they don't hay everywhere. Yeah. So
what do you mean it
like
wasn't dusty?
Debris.
It was so dusty.
Everything
at that fair.
They're on the dustiest ground when you got there.
Oh. Oh no!
Four people. Almost just basically talking at once. Yeah.
Just chatterboxing away. That's ugly. That is an ugly, ugly vibe there. What the fuck's going on here?
It's always dusty at a fair. Or
your fairs
like
are dumb.
Yeah, they don't pay everywhere. Yeah.
It's always dusty at a fair. Well, your fairs are dumb, he blurts out.
So, what do you mean it wasn't dusty?
Debris.
It was so dusty.
Everything
at that
they're must have, they're must on have the
got dusty when you
ground.
Got there. The fair got dusty when you got there. Boy, he's trying hard. He's really, really, really trying hard.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times with the show like this one, it's like that whole, all right, we're going to get some fucking confrontation about this. Let's talk about the fucking fair and make it confrontational. We're going to fight. What was the topic? Is this the fair food one?
This is.
Oh, it's called fucking dicks.
It's called It's My List Best Fair Food. And basically, you just each person had three fair foods that they liked, and they went around the room and told their three fair foods that they liked. That's the segment. And like I said, it lasted for 27 minutes between two segments.
Now, you sent me some social media posts that they like trumpet these.
Yeah,
these big moments, and it actually was a screenshot
Instagram.
Of them like talking, and it says best fair food, and then you sent me another one that said who's got a nightstand and doesn't put anything in it. It's like, are you guys fucking with people? Are you gotta be, you're just fucking around, right?
And buttons from the 80s and 90s just hit different.
What the fuck? It seems fake.
It does.
Buttons from the 80s and 90s hit different.
Yeah, and they were talking about buttons and cars. Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course, that got Hot Wings excited, talking about buttons and cars.
So dumb.
Yeah.
So pointless. All right.
So it's Freebeer's turn to say what his favorite fair foods are, and he thinks that if he says it in an interesting way, that it'll make the topic interesting.
Deep fried bread. They take a lump of bread, throw it in the deep fryer, pull it out, put a little slice in the top, put like, I don't know, an entire stick of butter in there, and then you eat it, and it's blazing hot. It's basically a butter transfer system.
This guy. in an already boring topic.
Yeah.
He's talking about deep fried bread. And right. The only thing that's worth parking on this entire segment is it allows an opportunity to rip on Free Beer, because this is the piece of shit who said that the best dipping sauce is milk.
Oh, they did. They brought that back up.
Oh, thank you for them.
Dipping sauce.
That's good. That is good. I would never let that one die. I would beat him up for a month about, hey, I'm going to go with garlic parm. I'm going to go with marinara with my mozzarella stick. Going with the veggie dip. How about you?
Yeah.
Milk
and cookies. Ooh.
What a fucking idiot. You idiot. He'd be a good sidekick, you know? He'd be a guy that when he says, milk. And then you like, you know, for no reason at all, you just punch him in the face or you send him out to go fucking push a paraplegic down the hill. Hey, whatever, you know? He'd be a great stunt guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Shit.
Milk and cookies. I totally forgot about dips.
All right.
God. All right. So now we're going to Kelly. Let's hear what one of hers is.
I'm going to start strong. My number three is elephant ears.
Okay. All right. So the obvious. And then
yes.
You know, as Fred's or Fred Freeber is like, oh, yeah, I doubt it. It's like, it's just, we're going to be confrontational about this. We got to fight.
The follow up discussion is the next clip because I wrote, did the elephant ear suggestion lead to an intriguing follow up discussion? You be the judge.
I want the sugar and the chocolate on it. Give me both of them. And I need it fried so it's real hot, like when you go to touch it with your hands.
Ooh. Aren't they always fried?
They have to be, yeah. Otherwise, it's not an elephant ear.
Right. But, like, sometimes people fry them soft. I like mine fried a little
Oh, you hard. Want a little crispy.
Yeah, and then crunch, that way it's got a little fried. Crunch on the outside.
Crunch.
And soft in the middle. Oh, it's good.
Oh.
It's good.
It's got some crunch.
Crispy.
I'm surprised she didn't, like, instead of saying, oh, it's good, you know how, like, she'll just catch you off guard by suddenly just going,
right. Yes, she like does those make crazy fucking noises. Weirdo
fucking noises that she makes. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. This one is so good from Kelly. Wait till you hear Freebeer's response. Encapsulates. There we go.
There it is.
How riveting this topic is.
Fried Oreos. Oh, my God. They're so decadent. You only need one. See, because when you sit and eat with regular Oreos, you got to eat like 30 to be satisfied. And that's like 500 grams of sugar. So at a fair, you get them fried. You get one. They fatten up and they get all soft and chewy and it's fried. Oh, my God. Melt in your mouth.
Dang.
Yes. Sound like Napoleon Dynamite there.
Did you save that clip?
I didn't. I should have. I thought about it, but yeah.
Dang. Okay. let's see. Looking at some of the comments.
Okay.
Not everything has to be a game. If you have a list, read the list, discuss it. You don't have to guess it for points every time. but it does, Jeremy, says Chris. Aaron makes a comment that is absurd. Stephen Hot Wings don't need to say anything there. Free beer, I like chicken fingers, French fries, and fried dough. Aaron says, I'm telling you, Hot Wings has the last laugh. This show is everything he has always wanted it to be.
Nice.
Jeremy Edge, you're not wrong, Aaron. Hot Wings always tried the least. Now nobody tries, so he's just free to blend in. Aram adds, yep, and he can freely laugh, talk about boring things, and no one will say anything. That is it, my free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? The full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Check it out for free. Thanks for checking this out. Till next time, bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.